talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Special thanks to our show producer, Colin Voigt, for coming up with today's home theme song. That was Phil Collins with Take Me Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And if you would like to request we play a home theme song at the beginning of our show, please visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a song. And if we play your request, we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which is coming up April 22nd and 23rd at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today we've got a great radio show lined up for you. We're going to be hearing from the folks at Heritage Pools, also Overhead Door, and plus Bath Fitter. And in addition to that, we're going to be listening to the audio of some videos that you will find inside Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So how do videos appear inside a magazine? We have a QR code at the end of select stories in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and you scan that with your smartphone, and you can watch a behind-the-scenes video of the story that you just read about. And you can also see these videos on our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And joining me now is one of our editors at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Laura Jones. How you doing, Laura?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. I wanted to take this opportunity to invite you on the show to talk about the winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It's been out for about going on 2 months now, and we've had a great outpouring from the public about the issue. We've got one of a very well-known local celebrity on the cover. We've got Thomas Ravenel, who everyone knows. His father had the Cooper River Bridge named after him, Arthur Ravenel. He's a well-known developer. He's you can see him on a Southern Charm on Bravo Network, which happens to be Bravo Network's number one TV show. And we take you inside the home of Thomas Ravenel, and you were present for the shoot that we did and help write the story. What's your reactions?
Absolutely. Thomas was very gracious when he led us into this house. He immediately took us on a tour to share all of the amazing historical details and family heirlooms and all of the artwork and antiques that he's collected. So it was a great story. He was very open and honest about his life and all of his family and his plans going forward.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we try not to get into politics or anything like that at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We try to focus on our mission, which is to bring inspiration to our readers through the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And I think what I'm always amazed at every issue is that, you know, we put a famous local celebrity on the cover of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and then we show you the inside of their home.
He has a great home that's nationally recognized for a lot of the milling and woodwork. The mantelpieces in his house are absolutely exquisite. So it was a real treat to get to go inside that historic home and hear a lot of the stories about its past and to get to see everything and the detailed great photos that we get to share with you from that experience we had that day. It's truly wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And Southern Charm, which I know a lot of locals do not like Southern Charm. I was kind of not crazy about the show to begin with, but I've sort of become a fan. I love watching all the B-roll that they have of different Charleston scenery, and it's kind of cool to be watching them drive down the road and you see certain landmarks or as they're driving down the road and you're like, where is that? Is that, oh, that's West Ashley or James Island or
that's
something.
My favorite part too.
But definitely pick up an issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It's got Thomas Ravenel on the cover. We ordered extra issues and for this particular for our winter issue, and they've been going flying out the door. In addition to having Thomas Ravenel on the cover and taking you inside his home, we also have several other stories that you're going to be listening to the audio of. And tell us about there's a local builder that we did a story on, Shelter.
Yes, we have several local builders this issue. Gorgeous, beautiful photos. So Shelter kicks us off. We get to look inside the beautiful home. Great, exquisite views, modern style, but it still stays true to the low country feel. So it's amazing to see how someone can take something so modern and sleek in the clean lines, but still have it look like it fits perfectly in Charleston.
I love how it, you can have a modern look, but then mix in weathered flooring or you know, things that are old.
Yes, absolutely. Reclaimed wood is the hottest thing going. I personally love it. The shiplap in this home that we see from Shelter is also beautiful, very low country.
Mm-hmm. Next story we've got a video attached with is for All About Garage Doors, and that's a local company that provides all sorts of different types of garage doors.
Yes, Robert Gatch was nice enough to take us out to this beautiful home out in Monk's Corner, and we got to see a gorgeous set of carriage doors that he'd done. It has a wood look to these doors, but they were all steel, very durable. I had to touch it myself to see that it wasn't actually wood. They looked so beautiful.
Low maintenance, too.
Absolutely.
And then Sea Island Builders, they're a builder out on Sullivan's Island.
Mm-hmm. Lonnie and Barbara Gordon were nice enough to open their doors and tell about their story about working with Sea Island Builders and Steve Herlong. They built this house for the exquisite views, and they could not stop talking about how wonderful the open communication was during the whole building process. Mm-hmm. So it's a great story.
Good deal. Also, Budget Blinds.
Oh, yes. Budget Blinds. Absolutely loved going on this photo shoot. Karen Alanya is an interior designer, and she shared the beautiful window treatments she's done and her amazing and bold style. I absolutely loved all of her wallpaper. It was a lot of fun to see. So this is definitely a great video to check out.
Also, Jackson Built Homes and also Max Crosby Construction.
Mm-hmm.
Two stories on them.
Yes. Jackson Built made this gorgeous home out in Daniel Island, and we got to take a look at that. And Max Crosby also did one for Daniel Island. And they are beautiful and great efforts of teamwork and really showcasing low country style and architecture.
You will definitely find a lot of inspiration in the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Pick it up locally at almost every home-related retail store you'll find throughout Charleston, and have a great weekend.
This is Erin Forbes with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here out on this lovely Daniel Island Home with Ryan Butler of Shelter and our homeowner, Dave Flores. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
So my first question is for you, Ryan. Tell us a little bit about your process and what it is that you guys brought to this home in particular, because it's a very warm, modern style home.
Well, we're a custom home builder here on Daniel Island, and we build a lot of custom home for custom homes for people. And Dave and Amy Flores had the architect design these plans and got them in front of me, and I went through them and had to put together a price to build and presented it to them. And while going through that process, we talked a lot about expectations on finishes and types of materials and so forth they wanted to use throughout the house. And so once we signed the contract and moved forward, we worked close with them and the interior designer and along with their architect to pull everything together.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And Dave, tell us a little bit about your favorite features, because we mentioned them before, and I want to hear all about these windows.
Okay. Well, my favorite part of the house is the amount of glass and windows, which the architectural plans have afforded us. As you can see, that we have expansive views of the marsh, and we've really sort of tried to take advantage of the land right from the start. The other main thing with the house is the smart use of space and not a lot of wasted space, making sure everything is usable and family friendly for us, so it suits our needs.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you guys have built such a beautiful home. It's just fantastic. Ryan, tell us how our viewers and our readers can get in touch with you guys at Shelter if they like what they see.
The easiest way is to go through our website. It's www.sheltercustombuiltliving.com. And on there you could see a bio of our company and projects we have going on, and along with phone numbers and contact information there.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Laura Jones with Charleston Home and Design Magazine at a gorgeous Monk's Corner home with our homeowner, Steve Droz, and All About Garage Doors, Robert Getch. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for meeting with us. Steve, tell us a little bit about your home and your vision for what you've built out here.
Well, we bought a five-acre track, and I try to leave it as natural as possible. We left a lot of trees, and so we designed a southern-looking house with a metal roof and white siding, and we wanted the garage doors to look like wood doors. And so we contacted Robert and his group and found out something that matched our vision, and this is what we came up with, and we're so pleased with it.
Well, it looks great. Robert, tell me a little bit about what All About Garage Doors is able to do out here.
Well, we were able to take what Steve and his wife Laura was wanting to envision out here, and then we gave them a couple of ideas, a couple of options that they probably weren't aware of. The doors that you see right here are what we call our accent models, made by CHI Overhead Doors. What's unique about these doors is they have the look of the wood but not the maintenance. So that's very appealing to some people that want that certain look of a garage door, but they're not willing to get out there yearly and stain it and all that. And I think that's one of the visions that you were looking out here. And so we got with Steve and we came up with this design right here that's behind us.
Well, it looks great. And thank you so much for letting us into your home. We greatly appreciate it. If any of our viewers want to get in touch with you and install something like this in their own home, how can they reach you?
They can reach us on our website at aagdcharleston.com, or they can call directly to our office at area code 843-832-4304.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Erin Forbes with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I am here in a beautiful, beautiful home in Awandaw, and we are here with Jason Fowler of Sea Island Builders, and Lonnie and Barbara Gordon. They are the homeowners, and then Steve Herlong and Bronwyn Lurkin of Herlong & Associates. Thank you all so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
What are some of the features of your home that make it so special to you?
We were looking for quality. We were looking for good craftsmanship. And like I said, he's very particular. And we were impressed.
The location of the windows, the type of trim, the place of trim, the detail on columns, that is massive. Put that detail in there. I mean, that's what makes it a true home.
The countertop is one of our favorite features. It's a leather feel, quartzite countertop. The design of the pool right outside our living space, it was just a wonderful design because it made it so much more usable.
You also want to take advantage of the view. And so we actually integrated a bench along the porch side facing out towards the marsh.
Right. The tile that's the backsplash, again, it had that kind of flowing kind of feel to it.
We wanted the feel for the home to be welcoming.
Yeah, and I think that the fact that we had so much input into the house, working with both the architect and the builder, we were able to have our ideas and our dreams come to fruition.
Open, good communication is critical. Critical. And the only way to do that is to have that team put together up front and early and kind of work through the process.
All of the creative ideas are mixed with the construction team's ideas, mixed with homeowners' needs and wants. And I think that those collaborative juices all flowing together is what lends itself to a creation like this.
That collaborative effort helped the whole process because we could integrate pricing with ideas, methods of construction early on, and so that those ideas were planned out, and I think it made the whole process run much more smoothly.
At the end of the job, our goal was always to have clients that are happy and they're willing to sit down with us around a breakfast table and have a conversation and do things like this. And taking that client-centric approach is our main focus, and it starts with giving people good advice and building a solid team earlier. That's the foundation for success.
This is Aaron Forbes with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we just finished up our lovely interview with the homeowners and the project managers here on this lovely Awandaw home. Thank you all for joining us, and have a wonderful day.
Hi, I'm Laura Jones with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. I'm here in the lovely Mount Pleasant home of interior designer Karen Alanya, and I'm here with Jill Joya of Budget Blinds. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi, thank you for coming.
All right, well, thank you so much for inviting us into your home. Please tell us a little bit about your lovely house and all of the inspiration for all the rooms.
My whole design philosophy is create the unexpected. I think the element of surprise is very valuable for entertaining and for yourself. I mean, every day that you walk into your rooms, you should be happy. And everything should be handpicked, selected with care, and no compromises. Everything, the textures, the colors, very important. I love mixing metals. I used a lot of green in this room because I wanted to bring the green from outside in, and I went further with my geckos because I'm a New Yorker and I'm here now 2.5 years, and I was afraid of geckos, so I decided to embrace them and put a wall of geckos in my house. So we're good now. But yes, it's just clean, but everything has to be important, like the lines in the table complementing the different textures and the movement. It's very important. It all has to be interesting.
You say it looks great. You talked about the mixing of the metals and all of the lines interesting. Your blinds, I have to comment on those, the beautiful metallic. Tell me a little bit about those in your work with Budget Blinds.
I only go to the best source, so it was easy to find them, and it was easy to find. I knew I wanted silver. I knew what kind of lighting I wanted, and they are so professional. What's amazing is the treatment involved, because all of my furniture needs to be not bleached by the sun.
Yes.
And they offer all that, and I just love the clean line without the pull. It works.
Yes, absolutely. Jill, can you expand on some of the benefits of these particular blinds?
Karen went with Hunter Douglas, which is wonderful. They make a beautiful quality product. In having that wonderful built-in UV protection, we're protecting this gorgeous furniture, these beautiful floors, these gorgeous rugs. Very important. Having the cordless feature is wonderful. No dangling in the aesthetic in here. Who'd want cords hanging down? But aside from that, we also, it's just safe aspect. That's huge and very important to a lot of people to have that cordless feature, and they just look fabulous. We're just so excited to be a part of such an interesting home and project. It's not often you get someone to come in of Karen's caliber and just have so much fun. It was great. We try to pull out the stops for every customer, but we got to have a little more fun than usual with Karen. Great experience.
Thank you.
Well, it looks absolutely fantastic. We've enjoyed coming in and seeing everything. Thank you so much, and thank you for telling us more. All right, and if the customers love what they see, how can they get in touch with you at Budget Blinds?
Please give us a call at our showroom. We are at 843-856-9498. We have showrooms in Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, and Somerville. And you can always reach us or visit our website at www.budgetblinds.com/Charleston.
Thank you. And for interior design services, how can they reach you, Karen?
My company's name is 202 Interiors, so you can find that website. And my phone number is 917-513-2102.
Perfect. Well, thank you again. Hi, I'm Laura Jones with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Here at a lovely Daniel Island home, I'm with Allison Casper and Richard Jackson from Jackson Build Homes. How are you today?
Wonderful.
Excellent. Thanks for having us.
This home is so beautiful. It has a great old world meets new world sort of look to it. Tell me a little bit about more of the aesthetics of this home.
I mean, you said it's old world meet new. A lot of the inspiration was pulled from the client's trips to Europe, the south of France in particular. So the hood behind us, the rustic beams, all of that played into the thought process as we designed the home.
Great. What's your favorite element?
There's quite a few in this home. The room next to us, the pub we call it, is fabulous. The old antique glass, the brick floor. This hood is phenomenal. A local artist, Faux, painted it. There's too many things, honestly, to say. There's the sitting room and then the teen suite, so they each have their own rooms to retreat. It's fabulous. So I could go on and on.
Thank you. And from a builder's point of view, what are some of your favorite aspects of this home?
I think what was great about this project was that we were brought in early on, which is the way we handle a lot of our projects and clients. And so it was really designed with the way they live. Like Allison said, you know, the areas that were important was the den, kind of an offshoot of the main living area, so that you could have multiple areas to entertain. And then in the butler's pantry was definitely a feature that was important to them. And then the teen suite. So it was all kind of incorporated exactly how they live, including the third floor fitness room. So all of those elements were brought in to kind of accent the lot and the views out the back. So.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sitting with us and talking. And for more information, please go visit jacksonbuildhomes.com.
This is Erin Forbes with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here in this lovely Daniel Island home with our homeowners, Andrea and Jonathan Dusalt, and Whitney Pearson from Max G. Crosby Construction. Thank you guys for joining us. So my first question is for Andrea and Jonathan. What are your favorite features of this home that you had Max Crosby build, and why are they special to you?
Well, I think one of our favorite features is probably all the outdoor living space that we have. It's one of the reasons that we moved from the north, the freezing cold Connecticut air, to enjoy all of our outdoor living. So we were very particular about building porches and living space that we could enjoy and entertain in. We've got the, you know, the pool area and the outdoor kitchen and plenty of porch space to entertain lots of people. So that's certainly one of our favorite features.
I think in addition to that, it's the openness and the flow of the home, mm-hmm. combined with what we believe is a nice casual feel, which is really what we were going for, and we feel we achieved that.
Awesome. Yeah. Wonderful. Clearly you did. So, Whitney, tell us a little bit about what features that Max Crosby contributed to the home, and maybe a little bit about your design process in general.
Sure. So, we worked with Jonathan and Andrea and the architect, Phil Clark, pretty much from the beginning as plans were being created. Like Jonathan said, helping to make sure that room sizes and openness and all of that was achieved. We're a full-service builder, so we here from the ground up until the very day that they moved in and beyond, in my role as an interior designer, I work with the clients to make all of the selections that you see in the home. So cabinetry and tile and countertops, all of those things. And Andrea has a great eye and is a decorator herself. So we had a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, if our readers and viewers like what they see, how can they get in touch with Max G. Crosby Construction?
We have a great website, maxcrosbyconstruction.com. They can also give us a call at our office. It's 843-766-9976.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Jerry Burns with Heritage Pools. How are you doing, Jerry?
I'm very well, thanks. How about yourself, sir?
Just fine, thanks. Take a moment, Jerry, and tell everybody about Heritage Pools.
Heritage Pools is a local company. We're headquartered in North Charleston on Piggly Wiggly Drive, where Piggly Wiggly is no longer there. Mm-hmm. We are a full-service operation. We do everything from design, construction, installation, as well as regular maintenance, cleaning, chemicals, et cetera, for your pools. We do remediation work and repair work if you have problems with your pools. After the last hurricane came through, we repaired a lot of pools, not necessarily ours, but a lot of pools that actually popped out of the ground. Some of your fixed pools, such as fiberglass and gunite, will pop out of the ground with water underneath it.
What causes that?
The water pressure, the hydraulic pressure underneath, even though you might have 20,000 gallons of water sitting on top in a concrete box, the hydraulic pressure in the water from the water underneath can actually push it out of the ground.
So water was kind of flooding underneath the pool shell?
Absolutely, yes. Wow. This is that's why they call this the low country, right. For sure. The pools that didn't have problems, which are main pools that we do make, are the Heritage Pool, which uses a vinyl liner as opposed to a solid surface such as concrete or fiberglass. In those cases, the worst thing that can happen is you will actually float the pool liner up, and when the water goes down, the liner will go back in place. Mm-hmm. So it will not have any permanent major damage to it. Mm-hmm. Again, that's just one of the services we do, one of the things we found from the most recent hurricane. Mm-hmm. In terms of how we go about our business, when someone would like a new pool, we ask them to send us a copy of their plot plan. With that, we put it into a computer-aided design program and lay in a whole series of pools, shapes, sizes, et cetera, for them to consider, et cetera. Why do we need a plot plan? Well, most people say, come out and take a look at my backyard. And the answer is, I'd love to, but all I'm going to be able to say is, what a nice yard you have. Mm-hmm. In reality, what we need to know is all the encumbrances that might be on the property, setbacks and things like that, that will only show up on a plot plan, plus mm-hmm. some drainage issues that may show up as well. Once we have that plot plan, we can then lay a pool in for them, and people can make a decision what size and shape they want. The pools we make, and we make both the Heritage Pool, which uses a polymer base wall that we build in your backyard, and we also do gunite pools. We can make them in any shape, any size that you would like. So it gives the individual an opportunity to let their imagination run wild and to design a pool that will fit perfectly into their backyard oasis. Mm-hmm. Once we've laid it out for them, then what we do is we'll sign a contract and go out, and as I always tell everyone, we are going to dig a big hole in your backyard. But when we're finished, that big hole will be a nice, beautiful pool and a nice oasis in your backyard as well. Mm-hmm. In terms of other services that we offer complete maintenance and cleaning services. We have, I think, probably 300 customers at the moment. And if I'm wrong, it's just I just have the numbers wrong, that we maintain on a weekly basis. And we come out and we will clean your pool, balance the chemicals, et cetera, et cetera. If you have problems with your pool, if you've got a pump that isn't working, if you've got whether you're a maintenance customer or not, pump that isn't working or leakage of the pool, you call us and we send a team out there to identify exactly what the problem is and to fix it as well. Mm. So, let's say we are a full service operation. For anything to do with swimming pools, we will do. Mm-hmm. As I say, the only pool that we no longer install is the fiberglass pool. And the reason being is for there's a lot of reasons, one of which is the fact that you can't be creative with a fiberglass pool. You have to do whatever someone else has designed for you. Mm-hmm. We like to be able to use our design services as well. In terms of technology, we've also recently been experimenting with drones to be able to look at a property and plot it out yet. A little early to say that that's going to work well, but it's certainly something we like to do. And mm-hmm. we like to stay on the bleeding edge of technology. So that's us in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. We always tell everyone that the pool may be in your backyard, but it's still a Heritage Pool. Mm-hmm. And that way we let people know that, you know, even though we've finished putting the pool in and everything else. If there's anything you need in the future, you give us a call because you're once a customer, always a customer with Heritage Pools.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Heritage Pools has a unique construction method, too, that's different from other pool companies. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for asking. The what we do is we have a polymer-based construction.
What does that mean, a polymer?
I always tell everybody, if you remember the old Mattel Tough Stuff when you were a kid, it's that. It's a non-conductive, non-corrosive material. And I don't know the exact chemical composition, but as I ever tell everyone, that once we build your pool with that, it'll be in the ground when you're in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It does not corrode. Termites don't like to eat it. It doesn't rust or anything else. Mm-hmm. And what's unique about it is what we build your pool in sections. We literally build the pool in your backyard. Once you decide what shape and size you want and the depth you want, we lay it out on our computer-aided design, and we actually spec each individual section. The sections can be 2 to 4 feet wide. And where each section comes together on the dirt side, not the water side, on the dirt side, we put another polymer-based product. It's an I-beam brace that goes perpendicular to that. So you get sideways protection as well. Part of the advantage of that is that in this neck of the woods, we get 20 to 40 tremors per month. Now, in California, the tremors that we have are used to mix their lattes. But around here, it does have an impact mm-hmm. on property, on materials. And the polymer base is rigid enough to stand firm, but flexible enough to take any kind of shift. And since we then, after we finish the pool with the polymer base and backfill it with dirt and some concrete, we then lay the liner inside that. If anything happens to shake the pool, you're not going to break that liner. It's flexible enough to take the pressure that it's going to get. So it's unique to us. We're the only ones that do it in South Carolina. And it's also one of the best solutions for swimming pools in the low country.
Mm-hmm. These are steel I-beams?
No, these are polymer.
Polymer I-beams. Okay, so they're not going to rust.
They're not going to rust, not at all.
But they're as strong as steel?
They're strong as steel, but a little more flexible okay. than steel.
That's putting these polymer I-beams underneath your pool is different from what other pool companies are doing, and I'm sure there's an extra expense of that. Are you able to, I guess, explain that successfully to most customers?
Actually,
a little bit more.
To be honest with you, you don't pay a little bit more. We are very competitively priced on pools, and it costs about the same as a steel pool would do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that part of it is the cost of steel versus the cost of a man-made polymer. But it doesn't really add a lot. It doesn't really add much to the cost at all. So we're very competitive. But like I say, what it does do is it gives a great deal of strength, and very few, matter of fact, no other pools out there give you the perpendicular support that we give.
Mm-hmm.
So the walls are not just sitting in dirt. The walls are also being supported by I-beam that's filled with concrete. We fill the concrete in the I-beam that supports it on a perpendicular, so it handles the pressures going out as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in the Charleston area, there is a lot of soil movement and shifting, and like where we lived in where the marsh has been filled in, and so you put a pool in the ground and. Wherever you happen to be, your pool might start to sink a little bit, right, over time?
It could, okay. One of the things that one of the advantages of the I-beam brace, and more than the pool sinking, is the walkway around it will sink because as the ground settles. But with the I-beam brace, it can handle each one of them, which is 2 to 4 feet apart, can handle almost 10,000 pounds. So a walkway that goes around it will not sink at all, will not go into the ground.
Mm.
But you're absolutely right. There is a great deal of water issues here and ground movement as well. In terms of water issues, for all of our pools, in the deep end, we put in what's known as a well point. What that essentially is a valve out there that you can open and close that if it does start to fill up with water, for instance, during the hurricane, if it does start to fill up with water and push in your pool, you can pump it out and pump it away. We have one customer who actually has so much water on James Island that he's hooked up his well point output to a sprinkler for his water. so that he can water his grass.
Reuse the water.
Reuse the water. During the hurricane, I have a heritage pool in my backyard, and during the hurricane, I was pumping and pumping and pumping, and everything was fine until I lost power. Mm. And at that point, the water did take over. Mm-hmm. It did float my liner, but as soon as the water went down, it went right back down as well.
Mm.
So the pool was stable and solid and took what Mother Nature had offered it.
You know, people are used to instant gratification, and I'm sure when a family makes a decision that they are going to get a pool, and they call Heritage Pools, they want it done yesterday. And what kind of I know this is probably a little bit slower time for most pool companies of being colder weather, but you know, this is probably also a very good time to talk to Heritage Pool and get your. Because the process is going to take about how long from the time they speak to you to the time that they can swim?
Well, let me start with the first part. The economy has been such that we don't have a slow time anymore. We are building, and luckily in low country, we don't worry about frozen ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we can build a pool any time of the year, and we're currently building out into April, May. The length of the process, if you come in and sign a contract and there's nothing else scheduled facing you, it's probably 6 to 8 weeks of a process before we actually start the pool. It could be less, but probably not more.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I say that? Well, first we have to order the materials, design the pool and order the materials, because we build it from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly is the permitting process. And the permitting process varies from city and town and municipality. Some areas you can get them quickly. Some can take weeks and weeks and weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we tell everyone 6 to 8 weeks is the normal process. In terms of actually building the pool, we also plan about 3 weeks for the pool because of weather issues and what have you. As I tell everyone, if God is in heaven and all's right with the world, we can have a pool put in a week. But inevitably it's going to rain. This is going to happen. Something else is going to happen. All kinds of issues. So we plan on about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So the process could take maybe 3 months, mm-hmm. Maybe a little more, from signing a contract, design, getting the custom materials in, permits, and then us getting on site, mm-hmm. and building the pool.
Well, then I urge all our listeners to, if they do have a pool in their future, to start now, because it is going to start getting really, really busy. Phone's going to be ringing off the hook at Heritage Pool as soon as the weather gets nice and warm. So get in there now because they're already busy. How can folks get in touch with Heritage Pools?
Well, they can go to our website, which is swimhere, S-W-I-M-H-E-R-E, swimhere.com, or they can call us our office at area code 843-762-3417.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jerry Burns with Heritage Pools. Thanks so much, Jerry.
Thank you, sir.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Mike Carterell with Overhead Door. How you doing, Mike?
Not bad. Yourself, Tim?
Good. Mike, take a moment and tell everybody about Overhead Door.
We are the pioneer of the garage door industry, established in 1921. We specialize in residential and commercial garage doors, dock levelers, gate operators, and pretty much everything that you need for commercial buildings in general.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So when did Overhead Door start?
It started in 1921.
1921,
with the first overhead door.
So before that, people were actually using carriage-style,
barn-style doors.
Right. Okay, good deal. So Overhead Door has a lot of experience with garage doors. And you've been with Overhead for about how long?
I've been with them personally for about 20 years.
20 years, okay. Over that that span of time, what kinds of changes have you seen in the garage door industry?
About that time, there was a lot of wood doors, a lot of paneled wood doors or flat wood doors. That has since phased out, and they had gone to the galvanized steel doors. Within the last 10 years, the carriage-style door, the old barn-style look, but in an upward-acting door, has become popular. And to this day, that is still popular in both steel and in full custom wood doors.
Mm-hmm. So everything used to be made out of wood, and then it kind of switched over to steel, and now garage door companies are producing wood garage doors again?
Correct. Yeah, for the custom built doors, they've started building them out of wood. It's it's been going on for a while, but they are very popular right now. Spanish cedar, mahogany, Western red, pretty much anything you can think of, they'll make the doors out of.
Gotcha. When we built our house, we worked with overhead door, and one of the considerations, we liked the look of one of those wood carriage style doors, but our builder pointed out that with rain coming off of the roof, it's going to hit the driveway and then kind of splash onto the wood, and that so we ended up going with the steel door that has performed well over the years. It's painted, has that carriage style look, but less maintenance than a wood door.
Yeah, a lot less maintenance than a wood door. They've even gone one step further than that, and there's a company that produces a door with a fiberglass overlay. They stain it to match any stain color that you could think of, or paint it in automobile paint or standard paint. So you can get a really glossy look in a garage door if you want. And that's applied on a steel door, so you don't have the maintenance of the wood door. And it is the most realistic to a wood door that I have seen.
Good deal. Does overhead door, I think I remember you all having some really fun, something fun on your website where you can kind of take a picture of your garage and then swap different styles of doors.
Yeah, design a door on the website, overheaddoor.com. And then you just design a door where you can take a picture of your house and just swap different styles of garage doors just to see what it will look like on your house.
Do you have many customers that use that?
We do. They use it primarily just to look at the different styles of the garage doors, but every once in a while you'll have that customer put a picture, upload a picture of their home on that site and use it.
That's I'm sure it's very helpful for homeowners, because typically they may lack some of the vision that maybe a builder or an interior designer might have, and so they're looking, they kind of need to visualize it before they make that the leap.
Exactly. I used it on my own house. And I had one thing in mind for my house, tried it out, did not like how it looked, went with another type of door, loved how that looked, and went down that route. So it's a good tool to use before you purchase.
What do you, what about when it comes to purchasing a garage door, what kinds of tips or advice do you give homeowners?
Well, the typical is go to a company that is reputable. There are a lot of companies out there, or even the box stores where you could buy garage doors. Buying them at box stores, you really don't know who's going to install your garage door, so you don't know how to get it warrantied if you've got some issues with the door. So if you go to somebody that's reputable, has been in the business for a long time, and that's what they specialize in, and everybody's going to have their issues, but they're resolved quickly and they're resolved correctly.
People do buy garage doors at the big box stores, and then they don't have their own employees typically that do the installations. They sub it out to whoever, kind of nameless companies that will come out to your house. Is there a cost advantage to buying a garage door at a big box store versus maybe overhead door?
Believe it or not, there isn't. We've
not
compared prices, and our prices come in just as much as something from a box store will cost you. So if in some cases it was cheaper to buy a door through us and have it installed through us versus going to a box store and purchasing a door there.
That's the mentality that people have, that the big box stores have convinced them that they're going to pay less at a big box store, but that doesn't always tend to be the case.
Exactly.
How many employees does an overhead door here have here in Charleston?
In Charleston, we have about 38 employees.
38 people.
Yes.
So that's another factor, because I know Overhead is a national company, but when you do business with Overhead Door, there's 38 people locally that have jobs.
Overhead impact. Door Company of Charleston is a locally owned company.
Oh, okay.
And they're all franchised out. So it is a locally owned company since 1996.
Mm-hmm.
It's been under the same ownership and has thrived. It's, mm-hmm. it's really, we've gone from a very small company to one of the largest in the state.
Mm-hmm. What about maybe someone who's building a new house? The idea of two separate garage doors versus one long garage door for a two car garage.
There really isn't an advantage either way. It's more of a preference. The larger doors, everything's wind braced now for the 130 mile an hour winds. So there is so much bracing on the big doors that you don't have the sagging like you used to have. Really, it's just a preference on whether you want separate doors or if you want one large door.
Mm-hmm. I remember our architect strongly urged us to not have a column separating the two garage doors and so we had some big header installed so that when a car pulls into that two car garage, you don't have to worry about maneuvering it past that column that typically separates one garage bay from another.
Exactly. It depends on if you've got, like on yours, the garage door on the side of the house, or if it's in the front of the house. If it's in the front of the house, you won't have issues with the column. But if you have to swerve around to try to pull into the garage, it's best to have a double door.
Right, right. What kinds of warranties does Overhead Door have with their garage doors?
We've got everything from 10-year warranties to lifetime warranties. Just depends on the door. Everything that we install has a 1-year labor warranty. And again, with the motors, the electric operators will have different warranties depending on what you purchase.
Mm-hmm. And what's the most popular door that Overhead sells?
The most popular door is actually out of our Thermacore collection. It's a insulated garage door, comes in 6 panel designs. It's not expensive at all, so it's a very, very good door. Mm-hmm. for the money that you're putting into it. It's what I put on my house.
What's it look like?
We've got everything from raised panel, V-groove panel, long and short, flush panel, and then a long ranch panel.
Does it come in different colors?
Comes in 9 different colors.
9 different colors. Mm-hmm. Good. Good deal. So it's not just plain old white.
And you can paint them if you don't like any of the colors.
Awesome. Well, how can folks get more information about Overhead Door of Charleston?
They can go to our website, www.overheaddoor.com, or they can call us at the office. We have salespeople that go out to your house to show you anything that you want to see. We've got samples, literature. That office number is 843-767-0028.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Mike Carterell with Overhead Door. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Susan Tashner with Bathfitter. How you doing, Susan?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for asking.
Sure. Susan, take a moment and tell everybody about Bathfitter.
Well, Bathfitter has been in business for over 33 years. We are a debt-free company. And last year alone, we installed over 2 million bathrooms.
Awesome. Who is, describe the Bathfitter system or products that you folks have?
Well, what we can do is we go into a home and assess their bath, the wet area. We can do everything from tub liners to walls, tub over tub, walls over walls. We can do complete renovations. We can do handicap, new tubs. We've got some fantastic products.
Mm-hmm. So who would be a good customer for Bathfitter?
Oh my gosh, just about anybody in the Charleston area, especially the older homes that are over 10 years old.
Okay.
Are typically the ones that call us.
Let's say somebody's got an older home and it's got like some dated Pepto-Bismol colored tile in it's a bathtub shower combination. What would Bathfitter do to help with that?
Oh, well, we would actually go in there and we would take precise measurements of that old tub. We would be able to do a liner as well as cover those old Pepto walls and bring it up to date.
Gotcha. So the liner, you mentioned it's acrylic. What describe what that material looks like, feels like, how does it maintain over time?
Well, it is a lifetime warranty product, and it actually works as an insulator over the old steel tubs or the footed cast tubs, so on and so forth. And it's very smooth. It cleans up very easily. You just spray it down with a simple solution of vinegar and water, rinse, occasionally dry it, you're gone. You're out of there.
So what if somebody has kind of, maybe a custom-built bathtub or something like that, or maybe it's got some little shelves or anything? How does Bathfitter handle a situation like that?
Well, typically if it's a custom built or cultured marble or something like that, we would probably do a renovation on it. You take it out and go in with one of our Empress tubs or our new freestanding tubs, or we can do a conversion into a freestanding shower base with beautiful walls.
Mm-hmm. What if someone has a leak that they're dealing with, and how would Bathfitter help with that?
Well, leaks are really the mystery of the industry, because we have to locate where they're coming from first, assess it. And if it is a leak in the plumbing, we take care of that, put in the new valve, and we come back in with a, we don't typically put a liner over a damaged tub that is leaking. We typically take that out and do a renovation and replace it. But we will find that leak.
Gotcha. And so Bathfitter also provides tub and shower doors, accessories, and wainscoting. Talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. When we go into a home, we take care of the entire wet area. The wainscoting can be beadboard or 4x4 square, something similar to that. It is an acrylic wall that can go around and cover that old Pepto-Bismol or that old shady blue tile from the 60s, which is typically what we do. Yes, we do. We have various different plumbing, valves, shower heads, handhelds, everything from ADA compliant, as well as brushed nickel, chrome, oil rub bronze, so on and so forth.
How long does it typically take Bathfitter to do a tub over tub or just a remodel in general?
In most cases, we show up in the morning and we're out by 5-6 o'clock that evening, and we've completed the job in one day.
Gotcha. And that doesn't count the visit to come and do all the measurements and so forth, that kind of thing?
No, we have to come out early on and assess it and take the precise measurements to find out if the bathroom actually qualifies for the Bathfitter experience.
Is there any colors besides white for the Bathfitter liners, or?
Absolutely. We have 4 very popular colors available. And styles, we have over 10 different wall styles. If you multiply that by the colors, then that equals 40. And but the most popular today is the white, and it's very classy and very attractive.
What do the different, when you say different, 10 different wall styles, what do they look like?
Well, we have everything from like 4x4 inch tile look to the 13 tile look. We actually have a 6x20, which is our Genova wall. They're just various different patterns that might look or appear like they're tile, but they're actually acrylic.
Gotcha. What's the most popular wall style at Bathfitter?
Just about all of them right now. People just love our product.
Gotcha. But whatever wall style they choose, it's usually in white, you say?
White is very popular today, yes. White and chrome is making a big comeback because it goes with everything.
Gotcha. And, people are always concerned about cleaning. Is it easier to clean than maybe the ceramic tile that you're covering up?
Oh, absolutely. Our product is not porous. It is very shiny. It will withstand the test of time. I mean, We've gone into bathrooms that we've installed over 13 years ago, and they look like we installed them yesterday.
Nobody wants, a bathtub that looks kind of flimsy or anything. Does the bath fitter system, does it look like it'll hold up to some maybe use by kids or teenagers, that kind of thing?
Oh, yes, definitely. In fact, it is so strong and durable that it's almost like the acrylic that they put in football helmets. You know, mm-hmm. It's our product is 1/8 inch thick, and it's very durable, very strong.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that the bath fitter tubs that you folks install, those are the bath fitter products are warrantied for life.
Yes, we have a limited lifetime warranty for as long as you own your home.
Gotcha. And what about does bath fitter work with any kind of landlords or any kind of rental property that they might take a little extra abuse, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We have a commercial department within our branch here in the Lowcountry. And so they work with apartment rentals, hotels, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. How does the price compare to maybe hiring a remodeling contractor to come in and tear out the tile and the tub and the tile on the floor and do all of that work that people want to avoid if they could? How does the bath fitter systems compare to that?
Well, you really can't compare our price to a contractor, unfortunately, because a contractor, he hires subcontractors to go in and handle the specific areas. So we are experts in the area that we handle, and that is the wet area. So we don't do floors or tear out toilets and the other things. So we're very affordable. We offer financing that is just it's wonderful. I mean, so we cover just about every basis, and I think we're very competitive in the market as far as our price goes for this specialty that we do, because we get called back a lot for mm-hmm. second and third bathrooms.
Gotcha. That people want another bath fitter tub or
right.
that kind of thing. Good deal. What about is there? You had mentioned that there's like dome ceilings.
We do have two types of ceilings, Tim. We've got flat ceilings.
That's the ceiling that goes over the inside.
It actually attaches right to your ceiling in your home.
Wow!
And then we also have a dome ceiling for people who have lights in their bathrooms. So, and again, those are not every bathroom qualifies, but we do have them available.
Gotcha. And are there other bath fitter locations around the country?
Absolutely. We are a nationwide company. We have just about everywhere you look now, you'll find a bath fitter branch somewhere. We're also, our corporate office is in Montreal, Canada. Everything is manufactured within the U.S. and Canada for us.
That's great. So if there was ever a problem, there's a home office that they could call.
That's right.
Well, how can folks get more information about bath fitter?
Well, we're located at 4510 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. We have a beautiful showroom there. Our phone number is 843-767-4008. And we're open 6 days a week, so come by and see us. Or give us a call, and we'll schedule one of our in-home designers to come to your home, give you a free down-to-the-penny estimate.
Well, great. Well, we have been talking with Susan Tashner with Bath Fitter. Thanks so much, Susan.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great day. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you, the things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.